Chris, do you think this team is built for any kind of weather? You know, in the past, this team could run the ball better maybe than it was now, and, you know, weather was not a big issue. It was always, well, the bad weather could have helped the Giants. You know, if there's wind, rain, snow on Sunday, does that hurt you guys a couple of days?
I think that we'll be prepared for any type of weather. You know, it's out of our control, so you know, our mindset is just block out whatever nature, you know, gives us, and just stick to our game plan.
You know, the mentality always here was that, you know, the worse it is out there, the better we can do. You know, we're...
Yeah, I mean, as a lineman, that, I mean, you know, logically would say you're going to run the ball more and you know, put it on our backs. So,
but this team has become more of a passing team. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I mean, if it comes to that, then it'll have to be on our shoulders.
Chris, one of the things that when you look at Eli, he doesn't come across as an athlete. He's not a scrambler. He's not a runner.
Not by any means, no.
No. But he can make some plays. He had made that spin move the other night. You know, throw
for that fumble.
Is he just sort of an athlete when he has to be, or? You know,
I will never ever call Eli an athlete.
Are you just kind of a runner's will for a catcher, you know, type of a
play? He does. Listen, when you watch him run, it's the most awkward thing. You know, when we do sprints together, but, you know, the guy has good footwork. You know, he's able to make throws under pressure and you know, slide and then get rid of it. You know, so I mean, he does a great job of that. You know, he's I mean, it's obvious he's not the most athletic guy in the world, but you know, very good footwork and you know, as tough as they come.
Mm-hmm. Needs a little work on sliding, doesn't he?
He does. You know what? When he went for that slide, I was thinking I better run down there. That ball's popped out on occasion.
So you don't have to be a good athlete to be a good player?
What's that?
You don't have to be a good athlete to be a good player?
No, like I said, he's able to move around and you know, obviously with some pressure and you know, just finds a, you know, brief period of turf and is able to get the ball off. So I mean, he does a great job of that. But no, he's not a burner.